it is time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we kind of set the bar very low for you. So no matter what happens to you today, you can look back on this moment and go, you know what? At least this didn't happen.
It's a little hurdle we're pretty confident you can jump over.
If it were only this easy to fund your fun adventures overseas, if you could manage to make it through the day without using your customers' credit cards to fund your trips to Dubai and Paris, then you're doing okay.
Well, to be fair, it is better if they pay for it than you.
That is right.
The mental process they went through.
That is right.
If I don't use my credit card, I don't have to foot the bill.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I don't know. So I guess it's unclear a little bit as to whether or not they actually worked at the gym or if they were members of the gym, but they would go through lockers and go ahead and lift some credit cards there in the lockers at the gym.
Wow.
And they would use the numbers on the credit cards to spend over about $250,000 on trips to Dubai and Paris and purchasing purebred puppies.
But we're buying puppies?
Yeah, well, you know, purebred puppies, they cost about $2,000 or so. So
holy cow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot easier. Honestly, it's a lot easier if you just use someone else's credit card.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, it's just easier that way.
It's better on my bank account.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Especially if, you know, your trips are costing $250,000.
You know, to, I guess, add salt to the wound, the Ashley and Sophie, they documented their jet-setting lifestyle all on Instagram.
Well, yes, so this, don't do it unless it's for the gram.
So are they influencers that are being funded by stolen credit cards? Is that what we're thinking?
1,000%.
Because the pictures on Instagram show them in hotels, at the poolside, toting designer bags.
They were just living fabulous lives.
Right? Oh my gosh.
I mean, how amazing.
Oh, shoot.
Hashtag goals.
You know what? Honestly, like, I don't know why I never thought of this.
Well,
you know? I mean,
maybe.
It would be so
now
much.
Now they're in jail.
Well, true. I was going to say,
yes.
It would be so much cheaper for me just to use someone else's credit card when traveling or when buying designer things.
Yeah, I mean, they're a couple, and I mean, attractive couple. Like, you would think that they could probably be influencers in their own right.
That's what I'm saying.
And get, like, sponsors to pay for it legally as opposed to doing the stealing, because you're thinking, did they not think at some point some of the people who own the credit cards that they used would notice some weird charges? Like, hey, I didn't go to Dubai.
Well, so
I'm going to dispute that charge.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably thinking, look, the credit card companies are rich. They're just going to write it off. And the people who own the credit card company or own the credit cards aren't going to be held responsible for covering the funds. So really, in their brain,
no harm, no foul.
Yeah, they're thinking no harm, no foul to the people that we're lifting these from. It's just going to be, you know, on the credit card companies. So anyways, again, set to the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without using your some other people's credit cards that you lifted while working out to fund your trips to Dubai and Paris, then you're doing okay.
Wow. I mean, they were making the most of it. I'll say that.
Yeah, they were.
Some amazing trips.
I know. If it were only this easy and legal.
Worth it.
Yeah, probably. They probably do.
Oh. But who's going to take care of the puppy?
Right.
Oh, who gets custody of the puppy?
Aw, that's your Set to the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.